This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You have Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing today? You do not want to fight a highway this morning, do you?
No, actually, the road was clear today.
That's nice.
Road was what? Somebody yesterday, here's what I think. Either all the drivers yesterday were like, I'm sick of the highways too. I'm not driving tomorrow. Or they opened up new lanes that we didn't know about. Like they have the ability to just open lanes that don't exist just so they can be like, hey, let's shut them up for a couple days. And I bet, you know what, next Monday, going to be pretty decent drive-in. Tuesday, probably a little heavier. Wednesday is the worst. You know why? Back to work Wednesday. When they started back to work Wednesday, that became the worst day to drive to work. So good luck to all of us.
Interesting.
But today, nice and wide open. If you're out there driving right now and you're having trouble, let us know where it is, and we'll let the rest of the people know not to go where you are.
Okay. So we're going to be
traffic
and weather together. Traffic.
Well, not weather. You can see the weather.
Okay.
Or just listen to Dan Brunoff.
That is true. You can absolutely do that. All right. In the meantime,
get on his email list.
You don't want that.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You're always up to date.
Yeah. Minute by minute. Look, you will be up to date. You'll just be more up to date than you need. Like, this could be about a whole bunch of things. This can be about, like, if you've ever ordered a pizza and they're like, hey, would you like updates on the delivery? And you think it's going to be, hey, here comes the car. Hey, your pizza's here. But realistically, it's like, hey, our quality control people just checked your pizza. Now it's going in the oven. Oh, good news. Your oven, the oven's finished with your pizza. Hey, great news. The person's picked up your pizza. And you're like, it's too many updates. Just be like, this is what time they're going to be here. And they're here.
Oh, sorry. The person that was picking up your pizza and delivering it is also delivering it to seven other houses before they get to you. Your pizza will be cold.
That, yes. So
you might want to heat up the oven to reheat your pizza.
Yeah, sometimes I don't think we've fully
just do the Papa mastered. Tracker. The Papa Tracker works. You don't have to receive anything. You just go check the app.
If you've ever made that mistake of opting into those text message updates, my God, are they going to be?
I did
there?
It with DoorDash. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
From the 469, just stay off of 35 in Denton. It's always terrible.
All
from
right.
The 214, 35 coming from Burleson is effed up.
Okay.
And 75 south in Richardson, three left lanes closed
due to
a wreck. Move to the right.
I got past those somehow. I'm sorry, y'all.
All right. I got a question, and then I have Rangers questions for you. I know this is not cool.
Not cool, Kevin.
Do you ever get mad at the people that were in the accident because you're like, you really screwed up my morning? Even though, or afternoon or whatever, even though surely their day is way more screwed up. And hopefully, like, if they're really hurt, you know, you move on with your life. But if you're like, really? And you couldn't get off the highway or whatever. Does that thought ever cross your mind or am I a monster?
I'm going to be honest, Alec.
Oh, no.
It does. But the last time I said what I really think about it, multiple people texted in and said I was a heartless bastard. So I'm not going to do it again. So I'm not going to say what I really feel about this because some people could be hurt, Kevin.
I know. That's why I said if they are hurt, then you just move on with your life.
They didn't hear that when I said that last time. So that's, but yes, there is part of me that's just, I wish we had a broom system that could just shuffle everything over for a few minutes. You immediately take a picture from like above that says, oh, hey, look, this is what happened. And then shuffle everything over so everybody can get by.
I had a lot of respect for somebody who unfortunately got in an accident in Phoenix because they like drove their car up on the embankment to move out of the way of the highway traffic. And I was like, that person is doing things for us. Their day sucks, but they are doing things for us. All right, Alec, does that mean you think we're terrible, terrible people?
No, because it happened to me when I was, I think it was pandemic when, you know, I was working like 14-hour days. And I was like, I was already tired. I get on 30. It took me 2 hours to get home. And so I was just like cursing out my dad for no reason, you know, just out of anger. I was like, this sucks. And then he actually like put on KRLD.
Okay,
and,
there you go.
And he was like, three people died. And I was like, I'm going to stop talking now. And I just stayed silent the rest of the ride there. No music, nothing. I just dead silent.
Did I ever tell you I was in the car with Brandon once?
This better not be a dumb joke.
And there was a big traffic backup. And I looked at him and I was like, do you think somebody's hurt? And he goes, yeah, somebody died up there. And I was like, how do you know that? And he goes, because I can see them standing outside my window right now.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy.
Somebody said this.
That was from the 6-7.
The 682 always wanted to drive by and say, you can't park there. But I never had the chance. I have.
Oh, man.
I have. And it was great. It was somebody. So City of Plano takes out huge chunks of their roads. Whenever they're doing work, they just take big chunks of it out and then replace the concrete slab. And so there was on Parker Road, there were like, I don't know, there was a big, huge section right around outside of my house. And I was coming back from picking up Avery at a game or dropping him off. And Carter was in the car with me. And I rolled my window down. A dude had just driven into one of these sections that the road was missing. And his car was just sitting there with back wheels up. And I rolled the window down and yelled out, hey, you can't park there. And Carter thought that was the funniest thing he'd ever heard in his life because he was like, obviously he wasn't trying to park, Dad. Oh, that's great. I loved it. It was a wonderful moment.
It is also a shout out Friday from Reagan and Ferris. Can I get a shout out? I'm getting married tomorrow.
Shout out.
Boom. Congratulations.
I hope it lasts.
Okay.
50% chance.
Aren't the numbers better now?
I think you got a better
chance. Yeah, the tariffs have definitely helped
out. No, it's not because of the tariffs.
Man.
All right. Rangers questions and answers for you guys. Well, I just have the questions. I would love it if you guys could provide the answers.
It is 50%.
Still?
Math.
I guess. I don't know. Give me a minute. I'll look it up.
Are you happy with the way the Rangers TV situation has shaken out? Because I feel like there's still some undercurrent of people being upset despite the fact that it's going to be on an immense amount of platforms and a lot more people are going to have access to it than they did last year.
Yes, I'm still kind of out on the outside right now waiting for Fubo to get their deal done.
Okay.
But again, the season hasn't started yet. So I got some time still. So, but I definitely think that people who can find whatever it is that makes them happy, that whatever their a la carte is, are going to be happy that they get to see this product this year. That's the big thing for me, Kevin. I think this product is going to be exciting to watch.
Yes.
It's going to be a brand of baseball that you want to be involved with from game one all the way through 162 and then playoffs. It's definitely going to be a product you're going to get excited about. Evaldi's fun to watch pitch. DeGrom is an absolute blast to watch pitch. And I think the power is going to be back in Arlington this year.
Alec, are you pleased with the way that the Rangers have fixed this up? Well, Mike fixed it up, but the Rangers, yes. I guess, too.
I'm happy for other people. It didn't really affect me because I always had Bally. So I was able to watch the games, and of course I worked a lot of the games on the radio side too, so I primarily listened to the games anyways. So it didn't really affect me. I'm just happy for other people that have a really easy social, like a bunch of my friends would kind of like Mike was dealing with. They would complain to me like, I can't watch these games, blah, blah.
Fix it, Alex.
I'm like, I just pushed the buttons on the radio side. I can't even help you see it. I can help you hear it.
Which, by the way, that's still there and it's still free.
And it's still awesome.
So there you go. Do you believe that Tyler Mahle will be a full-time starter for this team?
Yes, until...
Then your answer is no.
You said full-time. Until, yeah.
For the season.
Okay, no.
Okay.
I think that he's going to have missed two starts this year probably, and that seems like full-time to me.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, if you make 25 starts... That's full time enough for me.
I could be definitely wrong. You know, that the injury might pop up a little more. Last year they had to, you know, they brought him back and then put a halt to it pretty quickly. Was it like three appearances or something? So I do think that, you know, they're going to continue to monitor it and make sure that they have his health in mind. But I do wonder, are there other guys on this roster that are going to push? And they're going to be like, you know what? He deserves his opportunity, and we're going to keep riding with the hot hand.
Did you think so, right?
That is the thing about Boach. I think there are guys on this roster that have a chance.
Now, if you were looking at the buildup for Mahle, first couple innings, 89 to 90 miles per hour. Next couple innings, 91 to 92, topped out at 93.1. So he's not a fireballer. It is weird to be like, hey, you throw low 90s. That's not fast. So, but like, he's not a fireballer, but you did see the velocity build up during the game.
Neither is Cody Bradford.
For sure.
You know, and that's the thing about Cody Bradford, though, is Cody Bradford can pitch. The dude goes up there with an amazing plan.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And works the plan perfectly. Not perfectly, but fantastically. So, and that's the thing. If Malik can do that, he didn't have to burn it as long as you can pitch. And that is, that means what you saw yesterday with some of those strikeouts from Leiter. We'll talk more about him later. What you saw from him yesterday, Kevin, was he throws high and inside and then throws a breaking ball away. And it gets a ground out from Manny Machado. He's working all over the strike zone.
Yeah. Now,
and that's a positive. That's what you got
to
do.
From the 214, give a shout out to the Rangers for bringing in a real GM, one who won't trade away a once-in-a-lifetime player. Oh, in your face, Nico, if you thought that was going away. All right, bonus question.
It's not.
To go along with Tyler Malley. You think the automated ball strike challenge system is cool?
I do.
Because Tyler Malley thinks it's stupid.
It seems like, too, like a lot of our players have got a really good understanding of the strike zone. Because Josh Jung, I think, did it twice, got him right. Leody Taveras did it twice, got it right. Higgy has done it a couple times. He's got it right. So it seems like and we've always thought this, right? For some reason, our young players have an amazing understanding of the strike zone. Evan Carter.
They really do.
You know, like it's when you're up at the plate, knowing a ball and a strike is pretty tough sometimes, but these guys are getting it right. So I'm impressed with this so far. I like the system. I want them to get balls and strikes right so we don't have to, you know, freak out and panic about that. It takes a pitcher out of their game too. Whenever they're up there and they're like, "Oh crap. Maybe, you know, I thought that was a strike. What is this guy's strike zone now?" So I think I like it so far.
Alec, do you like it? Now, before you answer.
Oh no.
Here's what Tyler Malley had to say. It takes away some of the beauty of the game.
That's true.
Starting to put it all on the computer, kind of. Umpires can relax back there because you've got the challenge system to fall back on. I think it's silly, to be honest. All right.
I kind of like what John Gray told y'all in Surprise, where he was like, "It's cool right now, but I think it's going to lead to more technology being implemented, and then it is truly going to make the umpire useless." I think the form it's in right now, where you have X amount of challenges per game and how it can't come from the dugout, it has to be from somebody on the field of play at that given moment. I like how it is right now. I think that's fair. You saw, like, I saw a tweet, I think it was either yesterday's game or the day before, where Sean McFarland tweeted, and he said, Josh Jung got rung up on strikes. He was looking at a pitch, taps his helmet. Instead, it was a walk. It was a four-pitch walk.
Yeah.
Like it should have been, or whatever the pitch count was. I like that. It needs to stay that way. But I don't think it's going to.
Yeah.
So right now, yes. If you ask me in 4 years, probably no.
So you hear it here first. Alec will change his opinion about something major in about 4 years.
Yeah, I like that. Here's the thing, though. In about that time, Alec, in about four years, four more years, in about that time, we might just have AI out there predicting the games, and we don't even play them anymore. You know, they just predict what's going to happen each inning, and we watch the TV and just wait for AI to go ball three.
From the 817, I do not want to be lumped in with Corey on this. You never say that to a person getting married. You guys' job is built on negativity. I said congratulations. Corey is the one who had to hit you with the numbers.
I said I hope it lasts.
But then you threw out the numbers.
That's a positive thing. I threw out the numbers. Okay, here are the numbers. The numbers in America, 40 to 50% in 2021 is what I just learned. 40 to 50% been on a steady decline since 1996. Look at us trying to do this. You know what?
That's the divorce rate on a decline.
Yeah, we're only the fourth country when it becomes divorce rate. Russia, Belarus, and some country that starts with a G's ahead of us. So we're doing okay right now. The crude numbers say we're like 3.8. I don't know what that means. 3.8 was less than Russia. So let's keep rocking this thing. I hope it works out for you. That's not negative. That's a positive thing.
From the 940, can you give me a shout out? I'm his Amazon driver, and I got full custody of my daughter from the baby mama this week. That is very difficult. The court systems are biased against men. So congratulations to you. Unless
You didn't want the kid.
No, well, no, I was going to say, unless you're a woman, and I apologize, but good for you for getting it done. But yes, the court systems across the United States are frequently biased against men when it comes to custody battles. All right. You ready? Because coming up next, we puck around and find out. Stars win in overtime. More trade deadline options for today. And no, that one deal isn't done yet. Next on The Fan.
Stars in, Hintz leaves Robertson. Scores! The low shot. Vladar couldn't believe it got past him. Jason Robertson stays hot. And the Stars have tied it at two.
Then Jason Robertson would get the game winner in overtime as well. Stars victorious last night over the Flames. We're going to puck around and find out in just a second. From the 940, it is a shout-out Friday. Shout-out to the Paradise Panthers boys basketball team playing at 11 a.m. in the state championship game. Interesting nugget about that. They're playing the same school that the girls played in the state finals. And unfortunately, they lost that game. So we'll see. Paradise Panthers can turn it around today and get that state title.
I just learned that I know this is very niche, but Plano and Plano East girls are playing at Clark tonight. It's middle school night, so my middle schooler can get in for free.
Oh,
and Kevin, you
for
and
soccer?
I. Yes, and you and I. Yes, my apologies. You and I covered that group for a long time.
Long time.
That can get testy.
Like
and girls soccer, they can get after it, dude. They beat up each other. So we're in for a good one tonight.
So you're going to go?
I'm going to send Carter.
Okay.
Hey, no, seriously, I send him to go do things.
Okay.
And then I got special time with the wife.
Okay. All right.
Get her a couple margaritas.
Nope. I'm good. I understand. All right. The Dallas Stars are victorious, but it seems like what a lot of people want to talk about today is something that we talked about either yesterday or maybe the day before as well. Mikko Rantanen, because there were discussions in the middle of the night that this deal was done or almost done. But it was in fact not, because the trade remained contingent on signing an extension, and apparently monetarily they were far off this morning.
So you're telling me that Tom Guglardi got up at 3 a.m. to look at his free agency board and all of his boards, and he was like, let's talk about a deal.
Yeah.
3 a.m, huh?
I
appreciate that from my owner.
I mean, I think they really did.
I like it.
And I believe them when they say that.
Okay, we've discussed this a little bit yesterday. The player himself, if he returns to what he was with Colorado, you got a really good scorer
for
on
sure.
your hands.
For sure.
And if you're the Stars and you add a scorer like that to the punch, what you've said is, hey, look, we might not be able to add that, you know, defense that we want on this team, but we're going to make it difficult for people to catch up to us when we're scoring.
So one of the things, and I know people are talking about how far apart they are on the contract. I'm just going to throw this out there. Just something to consider. Maybe nothing like this is even discussed. There are reports that Carolina is willing to retain some of that salary. So I do wonder if this could be part of a multi-move day in which the Stars would be willing to make that deal. Now, I know it's going to be an expensive deal, and that would probably hurt, whether it's draft picks or more likely some of those young players that we've been talking about. But I do kind of wonder if the Stars would at least consider that. And they're like, hey, if they're going to eat some of the salary, we can make this move and perhaps still make a more defensive-minded move along the way. So just throwing that out there for consideration. Go ahead.
Go, you know, keep going.
One of the people that I thought we were going to be in the mix on, in fact, the betting odds said that the Stars were the second most likely team to pick up Brock Nelson. But Brock Nelson got traded to the Avalanche. So obviously of note right there. So the Islanders are going to hold on to half of Nelson's salary. But to make this happen, the Colorado Avalanche sent away a first round pick, a third round pick, and their first round pick from a couple years ago, who's their top prospect. So it is an expensive day out there. So whether it's Rantanen, whether you think it's going to go another direction because they're too far apart, kind of like monetarily, it could be an expensive day for the Stars.
This is always one of those things of, all right, man, we've been we want to be competitive for all the time, right? Like, you always want to be competitive.
For sure.
But when you have the year where you might be moving on from some veterans, that you've had for a long time and you never got them the cup. They were there. Sure. They were this close. I would think you do everything you can. You go all in. Like, literally. This
but
is
not
the time.
Sarcastically.
You know, you do it for real. You say, we got it. You know what? I want to get them that cup. I want their names to live forever in DFW. And I want, when people show up to this arena, them to be looking for the banner that those guys helped us hang. So that's where I'm kind of in this place of, I know you have to think about the long term, but the right now is just as important to these young guys that are on this team and those veterans that might not be here anymore. And whenever it comes to adding a player, it is this a guarantee that we're going to be riding our way to the cup with this guy? Like, you go get a trade for McDavid is probably a guarantee, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would rarely say that, but if somehow you did that, I know that would never happen. I would guarantee that they're going to make it to the Stanley Cup final. We talked about a couple of years ago, Chris Young. I know we're kind of like combining sports here. Chris Young sat down with the brain trust with the Rangers and was like, hey, do we make a run at this or what? And the consensus was, yes, we can. All right, let's see what we can do. If you're the Stars, you can't put together, I know nothing is guaranteed. I concede that. You cannot have put together a better case that, like, they can go all the way than the Stars have.
I agree.
They have a tremendous record, but if you're like, hey, that's for the whole season. Okay, fair enough. Let's zero in on what's been happening as of late. Stars have won 4 straight games. Maybe more importantly, they're 7-1 mm-hmm. in their last 8 games. So not only do they have a great record, they're showing that they can make a run at what seemed like an unsurpassable Winnipeg team, potentially be team C1 in the playoffs. That I know people still don't like that seeding.
Winnipeg's coming back. They're back down to earth as a team.
That is true. But then again, this is the second time we've gone through the crazy cycle. I mean, like, crazy win streak, crazy losing streak has happened already twice for Winnipeg this year. The Stars have done everything they can to be like, hey, we're legit. We are in it to win it.
Yes.
As Corey would say. So I still think that something is going to happen today. The trade deadline is at 2 p.m. So right when our show is ending, right when G-Bag Nation is ending, we'll have whatever news is breaking for you.
Kevin, oh man. Yeah, from the 214, sounds like Corey's trying to toe low go. Always, all right? Always. But from the 425, Wyatt better not be involved in the trade. Hold on.
Okay.
From the 214, might be Wyatt. And I just don't know that you could. I don't
think so.
That's your future.
No, I agree. Do you remember,
that also is helping you right now?
Do you remember the sequel to Top Gun?
I do.
What was the name of that one?
Top Gun again.
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that's a name.
Oh, he's going to be a Maverick. He's going to play for the Mavs.
No, Maverick.
We need him.
Yeah, we need bodies.
Maybe Maverick Bork would be one of those people.
Oh, yeah. Ray Bork's son.
Maybe you would consider.
No, Maverick Bork is, yeah, interesting.
Bork and Stankoven are names that I would watch more than Wyatt Johnson. And if I'm wrong, I will be like, whoa, okay. I am shocked by this.
I'm interested in this question, too. Which one's more valuable? Because it would seem Wyatt, correct? Because of what he is sure. right now. You're already like, oh, man, we know that he's going to be a really good, maybe a star, maybe a really good player, but the potential of a Maverick Bork, the potential of some other guys sometimes is more valuable to teams.
Yo, you're right, but I'm going kind of off of the idea, because I think you're right, of the idea of what you said just a little bit ago. How many veterans do we have on this team that, like, maybe this is their last year, and if it's not, it's their next to last year, and you're like, hey, he might end up being really, really good, but I know this dude we're trading for is really, really good and a scoring machine right now. So that doesn't mean it has to be Rantanen, but I don't think it'll be. I don't think the Stars would move on from Wyatt Johnson. Stankoven or Bork would be two names I would keep an eye on in addition to draft compensation.
I saw a couple of texts yesterday, Kevin, that I wanted to. It was the same thing. We've seen this plenty of times. Hockey's boring. I'm out on hockey. And I don't watch hockey, so why, let's not talk about it. Here's what as I was watching last night, I was like, I'm watching some damn fine hockey.
Yeah.
You can say you aren't a hockey fan, and that's fine. Like, you just didn't grow up with it. You don't understand the game, whatever it is that you don't like about it. But as a sports fan, you would be doing yourself a disservice by not watching the Stars right now and not watching them on their hunt for a cup, because you have young players like Wyatt's on fire right now.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely just cooking. Jason Robertson is heating and staying hot,
doing the
things that we're asking. That line with Roope and Jason Robertson is producing. The defense it looks really good. Your netminding is solid. You would be doing yourself a disservice as a sports fan to not be involved in what they're doing right now, especially when you have a bunch of other teams in DFW that aren't living up. So, like, that's what I'm saying, is if you want your sports fix and you want to watch something successful, that's what it is right now. It is the Stars, and it's a fun brand of hockey.
You mentioned Jason Robertson. Do you know how many points he has in the last six games? 13.
Wow.
So, dang. To your point.
He added to it last night. Wow.
He's on fire. And then I'll tell you another thing. We'll compare it to some of the rest of the sports here in DFW. If everybody caught the fever, or a lot of people caught the fever of Four Nations, this is your team. And they have the second longest drought in the Metroplex for a title. Now, there are a lot of differences between them and the Cowboys. We're talking multiple Stanley Cup final appearances since they last won. But the Cowboys last won a Super Bowl in 95. It was 99 for the Stars. So we're going on 26 years. So for hockey fans out there, that is an entire generation of people who either haven't seen the Stars hoist the cup, or maybe their kids haven't seen it, or a niece or a nephew, whatever the case is. So, like, the Stars have been the most successful team in the NHL without being ultimately successful, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, you can look back at the Cowboys and you're like, you never even got close. So what the hell? The Stars are absolutely the best team in the NHL that hasn't hoisted the cup in this generation.
They're Buffalo.
By far.
They're Buffalo right now.
We are the Buffalo Bills.
Right? Like, the Buffalo Bills right now.
I could see that.
Not just the ones that lost many.
At the moment,
the Bills are right there where they're like, hey, we could do it. And just something gets in the way.
From the 214, if we're going to help people care about hockey, need to answer these questions. Can you explain the point system in professional hockey to the layman? All right, so let's do player points and team points. So player points, for example, Jason Robertson has 27 goals this year, 37 assists, so 64 overall points. That part operates a lot like the NBA, with the exception of the NHL is a big fan of the secondary assist. So, like, if I pass it to Corey and then Corey passes it to Alec, who scored the goal, I might still get the assist on that in addition to Corey. Now, if you're talking about point system for the teams, you get 2 points for a win and 1 point for an overtime loss. Remember, they don't do ties anymore. So you'll go to overtime. You'll get the shootout potentially if you don't wrap it up in overtime. So the Stars have 41 wins, which gets you to 82 points, and then 2 overtime losses, which puts you to 84. So 2 points for the win, no points for a loss, 1 point for the overtime loss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you'll see, that's a really weird thing about hockey. It doesn't all even out. So, you know, like baseball, football, basketball, it always comes down to 500, right? But in hockey, you can get 2 points in a night, but both teams can combine for 3 points in a night if it goes to overtime. That's why when you try to balance out these records, you're like, how does this not come to the exact same thing? Because hockey gets a little wild on you.
Yeah, from the 817, people who aren't hockey fans haven't gone to see a game in person. I think you can still go and be like, eh, it's still not my thing. I think it's definitely, that's still a possibility. From the 469, I'm afraid to get on the bandwagon. That right there, Kevin, makes sense. You're afraid of getting your heart broken by another team.
Can I ask you a question?
I get it.
Do you think it's just that, or do you think that, and let's be honest here, hockey fans are not the most inviting for people to the bandwagon?
Hockey and soccer seem to be that way.
Yeah.
I do think...
Some are.
I do think when you get to a game, if you don't know the game, you can sit down and ask questions and hockey fans will tell you. But you're right. There are a lot of times where you're like, you said Haskinen wrong, you dummy. Like, I can't believe you. Like, how did you not know that Stankoven's been... You know, like you could, they'll throw things out that you're like, how was I supposed to know? I'm new to it.
I just told you this is my first game. I'm trying to
just help me out here a little bit.
And there are plenty of hockey fans.
Don't go on hockey Reddit or hockey Twitter. Like, just avoid that for a little bit, okay?
Yeah. And I think one of the reasons why is I'll use the analogy of Arrested Development. I hear so many people when Arrested Development got on Netflix, they're like, oh my God, I love that show. I watched it all the time. No, you didn't. Because that's why it got canceled. Because nobody watched it. And so you're really protective of that like thing that you thought was cool before everybody else. And I think some hockey fans, there are some that'll be like, hey, I'll help you out with everything you need to know. But there are some who are like, hockey has struggled for 30 years to find the ultimate footing in North America. Where have you been? Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm 22. And they'll still be upset with you. So that's part of the disconnect.
Sounds like Jim Knox is returning to the Rangers, by the way, Kevin.
Really?
Yeah. We'll have more of that on the other side.
Does that mean Mike's out? I'm just kidding. Kidding, I swear. We're the KNC Masterpiece. That was not funny. Right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Jack Leiter is on the attack, and so is Josh Young. Next on the Fan.
2-2, Leiter's pitch. Strike three called. Fastball freezes Turner. That one paints the outside corner. So another strikeout for Leiter. First out here in the top of the sixth.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday. Can I get a shout-out from my wife, Christina Daly? Usually I don't read the last names. Maybe I shouldn't have. Or maybe it's Dally.
It could be Dally.
She was recognized in D Magazine for leadership in nursing and is one of the 40 under 40 in the city. That is freaking outstanding. Well done and congratulations. And from the 903, because this leads perfectly into our segment.
Congratulations. That's really cool. I didn't go look her up and then say that.
Let me see your computer.
Nope.
From the 903, can we get a shout out for Jack Leiter? I mean, this dude is coming on strong this year. Also, shout out for DeGrom because he will kill it today. Now,
yeah,
that leads us into Baseball Nuggets. Let's start with Jack Leiter because Jack Leiter is on the attack. He is going after the strike zone.
Yes.
And he's really cut down. Which is more impressive to you guys? Is it that he's attacking the strike zone more? I know it's spring training, but just stay with me. He's attacking the strike zone more, or he has fewer terrible misses. We're like, the hell was that pitch?
He was always attacking the strike zone.
Sometimes just right in the middle.
He wasn't cutting or painting corners. And that was the frustrating part. So, yes, fewer bad pitches, fewer mistakes is a real positive thing. But, Kevin, what I'm seeing is the way he's attacking the strike zone. Like you said, it just felt like it was the middle of it.
Yeah.
Now he's like, oh, hey, I used the top of the strike zone, got your eye level off, and right. Now I'm going down and away. Good luck hitting that. That was the Rangers' MO when they were winning the World Series. Go back and watch how they pitched against Houston. Go back and watch how they pitched against every one of those teams when they were good, when they were at their best. They were going eye level to get you off a little bit, and then bam, they'd hit you low and away, and you're swinging at it because you were like, oh, crap. And even if you had them figured out, they still forced you to have to swing or be in those situations. So he's playing Mike Maddox's game within what his pitches are. And I know we're going to talk with Jared a little later.
Yes.
He is all about what Jack Leiter is doing. He thinks he's ready, but it's kind of like he's done as much as he can do at AAA.
Yeah.
So what's the next step for him? But I love what he's doing this spring so far.
Do you like the name Attack Leiter? Or do you like Jack Attack Leiter?
I like Attack Leiter.
Okay.
Jack Attack Leiter just seems...
too much?
Yeah.
Wordy. Okay. So yesterday... Now, Alec, I know we have to cushion all of this with its spring training. I get that. You're about to naysay me. Jack Leiter threw 25 of his 33 pitches, 4 strikes. Neat. Great. Here's the part that really matters. He got 10 swings and misses out of those 33 pitches. 10.
Huge.
And he had 3 scoreless innings. So not only were 10 of his 33 pitches swings and misses, it took him 33 pitches to get out of 3 innings.
That's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Like if you do that for 9 innings, 99 pitches ish.
That's true. And a shutout.
Yeah, and you didn't get to your 100, so you might want to throw an extra one. You know, just make sure that mm-hmm. coach doesn't make you hop up there in the bullpen for one pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2 innings used to be 60 pitches. I mean, and I know again it's spring, but if he's working that efficiently, That's a huge positive for what we're hoping out of him. And Kevin, when he was in college, what was his big thing? It's the difference between him and Rocker the last year that Leiter was in college was that the whiff rate for Leiter was better. And like Rocker was really good, but Leiter had a better whiff rate. If you can get that whiff rate back up in Major League Baseball, what you just pointed out, 10 swings and misses, you're feeling very good about what he's doing.
Now, also on the attack is Josh Jung. So Josh Jung challenged two pitches yesterday with the automated balls and strikes system. He was 2 for 2. And I know he was joking, but he said, "I'm nasty when it comes to knowing the zone." And
I believe it.
You know who he showed up? The home plate umpire was John Bacon. Now, I don't really need to expand on that at all. I just thought that that was neat.
Did you see Evan Grant's tweet yesterday?
Ooh, maybe not.
At one point, and somebody, I think ESPN bet, then tweeted it out the like, okay, how can you not be romantic about baseball? And Evan was like, "I made it." At one point yesterday, Bacon was the umpire. Berger was the hitter.
Awesome.
And Cease was the pitcher. So it's a little bit of a reach, but Bacon Cease Berger.
Okay.
He was trying to go for the bacon cheeseburger sound.
Yeah.
But even still, bacon and burger being together, phenomenal.
I agree. If it was Dylan Cheese, then I would have really.
Is there a cheese in Major League Baseball? Is there a cheese out there?
I don't feel comfortable saying no.
John Cheese coming to the plate.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Up against Jack Gouda.
Will.
That's a dude that has two different cheeses in his name. Jack Cheese.
Who do you think is going to get the better of that matchup?
I don't know.
Oh.
Tim Swiss.
Okay. Stop just naming cheeses. All right. So Josh Jung, Jack Leiter, very productive days yesterday. I swear to God, don't name another cheese. All right. Lawrence Butler. Mike's guy, and the Oakland A's have agreed to a 7-year, $65.5 million extension. Now, remember, it was always going to be lower with a player like Butler just because he's under team control and has years of arbitration coming up and everything like that. But this is a player that we talked about it last year. Mike loves. The A's clearly have very high hopes for him. He signs a 7-year, $65.5 million extension.
Am I wrong? Did they release new renderings yesterday of their stadium?
They did. And they were awesome slash a little bit confusing when I looked at them.
I showed Adrian and she goes, AI created that, right? That's disgusting. She thought it was ugly.
Wow.
And I was like, she goes, the inside of it does kind of have a COSM look, but the outside of it looks like somebody just poured sprayed whipped cream out of a can. And it's just like, hey, that looks good to me. Let's put it on some pie.
From the 254, can I get a shout out from my buddy Dominic, who told me his text to you guys created the new vent segment.
I love it.
Man, you guys helped a ton with that yesterday. And thank you to y'all. Thank you to Dominic.
This is your show.
For making this happen.
Y'all run it.
This probably, I mean,
we're
a lot of
stewards
times,
of the show.
This probably won't surprise you. The Dodgers and Dave Roberts are about to hit up a long-term extension. Not particularly surprising given the success.
It actually kind of is.
Really?
Yeah, it always seemed like no matter what, that dude's always on
fired.
He's not good enough. What do you mean? He does everything ownership asks.
Yeah.
They're always winning. He doesn't win the World Series enough. He's got two of them now, and they're like,
Is it weird how quickly that can change? Because he went from, you might get fired because your only championship was a fake COVID title, to you've won two World Series in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the fake one now counts, right?
Yeah, that is a weird thing.
And don't forget about that time that y'all lost to a team that cheated. Like, that's another thing that should be in your cap.
Man, you just said something that's really fascinating to me. If you do it again, then the other one wasn't fake anymore.
Exactly.
So, like, if LeBron would have won the championship the very next year, do you think people wouldn't have given him so much crap for the bubble title? Because they're like, I don't know, man. He won the next year, too, so they probably would have gotten it done.
I think you're dead on with that.
But he didn't.
Commanders did release Jonathan Allen, by the way, Kevin.
All right. Now, we talked about Jonathan Allen the other day and said if you wanted to pick him up and avoid going on the free market, it would probably be really cheap. And the other great thing about that was his money wasn't guaranteed. Well, now that he's been released, obviously you can sign him for whatever the heck you want. You don't have to give up any draft compensation. But if the Cowboys wanted him, it would be in an open market scenario. So I'm not sure what they value him at. I'm not sure what Jonathan Allen values himself at. That might honestly be the bigger thing.
That is always an important factor. And if the market tells him that he's not worth enough, then that usually can be positive for the Cowboys.
Yes, absolutely. Look, and the market has at least a little bit spoken in terms of nobody wanted to give up any draft compensation because they thought they would have to eat some of that money. So just something to keep an eye out on for the Cowboys and Jonathan Allen. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, from the mind of Corey Majors.
Oh, crap.
Has the media gotten lazy or is the audience lazy? Plus more of your shout outs next on The Fan.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.